Happy Motivation Monday, Kings and Queens. I pray that this finds you doing well and just feeling amazing on today. I want to welcome you back to FM Sounds, my Motivation Monday podcast. It's your girl, Miss Fern, and I'm going to jump right into this topic, stepping into the new you. So I feel like 2020 has definitely been a new and a different type of feel for everyone with our pandemic, unfortunately, right? But let's look at this time and say, okay, this is really the time where I can level up, really the time where I can step into the new me that I've been wanting to work on, that I've been speaking about, you know, getting those things accomplished. But stepping into the new you requires some things, and you go through some things. So you may be dealing with all types of challenges this year, right? The task and the workload and the responsibilities may have hit differently. And what I've learned is when you step into the new you, sometimes you're stretched thin because you're trying to figure out, okay, what's my priority with me stepping into the new me and leaving the old ways, so to speak, or old habits or things behind that you don't want to take into this new level of your greatness, right? So my advice, my recommendation would be to take an assessment, take a self-assessment, not something that you have to like sit and write down, but kings and queens, just take an assessment, like just sit and reflect and say, okay, be real with yourself. The truth hurts, but be real with yourself. Be real and go from there. Just think, like, where am I right now in my life? Like, be real. Where am I? You know, what or who am I in alignment with? So when you think of where are you in a state of mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, you know, where are you right now? What or who are you aligning yourself with? Because that is key to where you're going. And let's say, you know, the new you is a new healthy you. What are you eating? You know, what time are you going to bed? What are you doing to step into the new you? Let's say the new you is within your spirit, you know, your spiritual growth. What's feeding you? And when I say that, what's feeding your spirit every single day? You know, are you feeding your spirit with the word, with the word of God, with positivity, with encouragement, things that your spirit needs to be fed with for the growth, for that fuel? Or are you scrolling through the gram all day? You know, are you listening to nonsense on social media? There is no judgment. I promise you. I'm just putting it out there because we have to be real when we take the self-assessment, right? And something I've also learned is that, you know, with everything comes sacrifice, right? But with this, you know, stepping into the new you, you have to sacrifice and cut things off, and you might have to cut people off, right? You really have to realize that there really is a time and place for everything. A time and place. If you have to use the alarm on your phone for a lot this time to get this done, you know, if you really have to be strict or stern with yourself in the beginning, it's worth it because you're working on a new you. Your body is your temple. You're working on your forever, your future, your greatness, right? So you have to realize that there really is a time and place for everything. Yes, not every day is perfect. Not every day is going to be the same. I know that. But what you also have to realize is that there is going to be no time and no place for certain things and for certain people. Yes, no time and no place for certain activities and for certain people. And I feel like when you do that thorough, that real self-assessment, you can be like, all right, I have more time than I thought because I don't need to be doing this. And I'm sorry, but I don't need to be, you know, surrounding myself with this person or that person. And you just really, really, when you really take an assessment of, you know, who's making the withdrawals from your life, who's putting deposits of encouragement into your life, and your whole circle in your day-to-day routine, take that assessment. It might do it for a week or so. Just say, what's draining me? What's taking my time? What else can I be focusing on? And I promise you, if you get rid of what's really not serving you, you're going to be like, oh, I can get all this done. I can step into the new me with no problem. But it's not easy. The sacrifices are real. But you are worth it. Whatever that definition is of that new you, you know, who you've been striving to be, where you've been striving to be at in your life, whether it's a new career, a new level with your business, a new level in life, a new level as a mom, as a dad, as a king, as a queen. The time to level up is real, and it's now, and you're deserving of it. So my words of encouragement while you're stepping into the new you are to give it all that you've got, even on your worst day. Because yes, as I mentioned, every day is different. You know what? But that's life. But don't let that be the reason that you stop. Because life has hit everybody in 2020. And we can't let it be the reason that we stop, you know? So just stay encouraged. Remind yourself that the past is the past. Because sometimes I feel like when you're growing and when you're going through different seasons of your life and when you're stepping into that new you, that voice in the back of your mind or those memories or those people who you probably are no longer in alignment with will remind you of your past or will judge you or look at you because of who or what you were or whatever went on in the past. Don't worry about the past. The past is the past. The past happened to groom you, mold you into who you are today. But what we're working on is stepping into the new us. So the past is going to stay there because you're strong, you're resilient, and you're stepping into a new you. So they can think about the past, the naysayers and the haters, and they can worry about your past. But this is the new you, and you're deserving of it all. So work at it. Work at yourself. Just give it all that you've got when it comes to being where you deserve to be. And I just wanted to share those words of encouragement on this Motivation Monday, because stepping into the new you is something that all of us go through in life, right? But some of us don't get there because of different burdens, different barriers. But even when you get there, you're going to have burdens and barriers and trials and storms. So don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop you. Stay encouraged. Give it all that you've got. I thank you all, as always, for tuning in. Please do me a favor and share this with 10 people today to motivate them, to encourage them. And we are in this together. I appreciate your feedback. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, feel free to shoot me a message. Be sure to follow me on IG at Miss_FernMorgan, or let's just link online. And as always, I will see you at the top, because the bottom is way too full. I pray that this blesses you and that you have a phenomenal rest of your day, week, and month. Talk to you guys later.